Welcome to www.findfocus.net. Do you need help to avoid social media, block Facebook or other online distractions to get work done and want to try the self-control app for Mac to block distracting websites? Can this website blocking software really damage your Mac? Don't get started until you read this review of self-control for Mac. What does the self-control app do? Self-Control is a free and open-source net blocker for macOS application with a very simple interface that allows you to temporarily block distracting websites, your mail servers, or anything else on the internet for up to 24 hours so you can focus on getting things done. It's the most popular website blocker for Mac and was downloaded over 400,000 from Mac Update alone. Many people use this internet blocker to block access to YouTube, Facebook or Netflix while studying, writing and does want to deplete their willpower while working on these tasks. But they want to be able to use these websites after they finish their work. Being so successful, it's also the most controversial website blocker out there. People either love it or hate it. Some institutions like the Wharton University of Pennsylvania don't recommend using self-control because a number of their students have lost all their data after having to reform it and reinstall their Mac. Despite this, it's probably the default choice when you are looking for a website blocker for Mac if you are on a tight budget, don't want to spend any money on software or like to keep things very simple. Be sure to read the full self-control review to prevent the only serious mistake you can make when using self-control. Here's how self-control works. First, you create a list of websites URLs that you want to block. This is called your blacklist. In the self-control app, you can choose between using a blacklist or a whitelist. When you use a whitelist, the software blocks all websites that you did not approve and put on the list. Next, you set a timer anywhere from 15 minutes to 24 hours to block distracting websites. After you finished your blacklist or whitelist and specified the URLs you want to be blocked, press the Start button and the self-control app will start to block the websites that might distract you. A word of caution here. It's important to know that once you click the Start button, there's no way to undo the block until the timer hits zero. You will not be able to revert the process. The website block will remain in place even after you restart of your Mac. Make sure to watch my tutorial before you install the self-control app because this website blocker does not allow you to unlock the blocked websites until the timer reaches zero, not even if you uninstall the app. Where can I download the self-control app? Self-control is an open-source project and was created by the artists Steve Lambert and Charlie Stiegler, who was kind enough to code the website blocker based on Steve's sketches for the handsome fee of $125. Steve told me that he wanted something that would block his email while he worked, so the self-control website blocker was originally used to be a simple command line script to serve just that purpose. That is why he added the functionality to block websites. Because Steve is a really nice guy and it was the time where everything you do is meant to be with an open license, and he thought maybe he'd put the self-control app out and it'll help somebody. Download self-control. You can download self-control here. It turned out to be the most popular project he'd ever made. Go and read the full interview with Steve Lambert about self-control if you want to know more about the history of self-control. Open source means the code is freely available to anyone who wants to tweak it, but at the same time, it means there is no customer support. How do I block a website with self-control? For example, to block Facebook, you would add facebook.com to your block list. Sometimes websites have different domains for different functions, and you may need to block all of them to get it working fully. It doesn't indefinitely block specified websites, for up to a day max. What is the purpose of a website blocker that doesn't block malicious websites for once and all? Self-control support. Where do you get help if the self-control app is not working? Self-control is open source software. That means nobody is responsible for customer support. There is a forum for support issues. At the time of writing this, there are. Of course, there are some volunteers how to answer questions on GitHub, but for the most part, the user has to solve a problem on its own. At the time of writing this, there are over 200 issues unresolved. Here are some common questions that people have how to use self-control. It's important to keep in mind that if you decide to use the software, you are entirely on your own. Can I edit the black-white list once self-control has started? No. This is not possible. Can I delete the application to stop websites from being blocked? No. This is pretty bad idea because this might cause problems with the website block disappearing at the scheduled time. How do you get rid of the self-control, you might ask? The simple answer is just wait. However, if you are in a hurry, there is an option to unlock self-control and remove the block. How to disable self-control once it has started? Usually, there is no way to disable the self-control. However, at FindFocus we believe this should be possible and build our software around the principle of delay discounting. Please don't use this option if you want to use self-control in the future. Once you tried this, you may disable the software again and again because the trick is so simple. What to do if the self-control's timer is at 0000 and you cannot start a new block? Sometimes self-control is unable to undo its settings. If you're using self-control 2.0, you need to wait 10 seconds when the clock reaches 0000 and hit the button labeled Stuck. Stop block manually. That will replace the Add to Block List button. Click this button and remove your block manually. You may need to restart your Mac after using this button to get the software working right again. What to do if you blocked a website with self-control but can still access the website? First, try. Refresh the page, clear your cache, restart your browser. Self-control blocks websites based on the machine the site is hosted at, not the actual website address. That's the reason why this method sometimes will not work that well. Instead, you can try to add other subdomains of the website, for example, new.facebook.com in addition to facebook.com. What to do if some websites look weird or ugly after you started self-control? According to the developer, this seems to be an issue with the Firefox browser. It's recommended to clear your browser cache, restart your browser, and your problem should go away. Is self-control compatible with VPNs? No, self-control will not block websites properly if you're using a VPN because this is not technically feasible, unfortunately, with their code. If you want to use a VPN, you can use FindFocus Y does not make any changes to your system files and uses the address bar of your browser instead of modifying the host file. Warning: self-control can permanently damage your system files. Once preferences are set in the application, the web blocking software embeds itself in system files to prevent access. Even if the program is removed, the system files are damaged and require reformat and restore. The app interferes with VMware software used to access remote computers, as well as other remote login applications. The only way to regain access to the network is to reformat and reinstall the OS. In this case, a Time Machine backup and restore will not work. Once preferences are set in the application, it embeds itself in system files to prevent access. Even if the program is removed, the system files are damaged and require reformat and restore. Fortunately, this can be really easily prevented by using this trick. Warning: don't change the host file if you are not a programmer. You don't need to mess with the host file. You can simply change the date and time of your Mac and disable the website blocking software in less than 1 minute. Other reviews of self-control. Due to these reasons, you'll find that there are two user groups who review self-control quite differently. Some people complain about having their Mac damaged, while for other people this website blocker is a lifesaver. Below you can find two reviews of this app that explain these two different opinions. Most requested productivity features in self-control. Self-control was released in 2012, but there have been not many features added to the project since then. This is a problem of many open source and free software projects. I highly recommend reading You Are Not a Gadget by Laren Lanier if you want to dig deeper on the philosophical and practical issue of free and paid software. In the meantime, here is the simple answer provided in the FAQ that is hosted on GitHub. That means if you are looking for a new feature, it's very likely that this will never be developed if you are not taking care of this yourself and learn to code or pay a fortune to hire a programmer. From experience in developing FindFocus, I know that finding a good programmer is either really, really hard and/or really expensive. Schedule there for self-control. When I first tried self-control myself, I found it really useful. However, it's super easy to forget to turn on the website blocker or to find an alternative for Windows. That's why I developed FindFocus. Having a close eye on the development of self-control, I found that there are two features that are requested over and over again. The first is the ability to schedule blocks every day. Self-control for blocking apps. The other feature that is requested often is the ability to block applications. A lot of people find that they play games installed on their Mac locally, instead of wasting time online. Conclusion and self-control alternative. The self-control app get a lot of things right but is missing some crucial features for people who work online. That's why we created a professional alternative to the self-control website blocker. FindFocus comes with all of the features that made this app to block websites so popular without the downsides of messing up your files or being limited to one browser. This new app to block distracting websites was built to keep your system secure without the risk of damaging system files. The FindFocus website blocking application uses an approach that does not use the host file or making changes to your operating system. FindFocus was built to reverse bad browsing habits. When you try FindFocus, you'll immediately get access to a membership area where you'll be introduced to a completely new way of using the internet. For example, with FindFocus, it's possible to block distracting websites like Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, and Quora throughout the day. Whitelist all the websites that you need to work and force yourself to unlock the internet for max 10 minutes per session if you want to do a quick search on a site that's not on your whitelist. Block email until 2 p.m., while still being allowed to send email without seeing your inbox in Gmail. FindFocus is the only software on the market allows you to have multiple profiles running at the same time. Please visit our site to www.findfocus.net for more information on self-control app.